Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Yes, today, March 16th, 2020, I would like to give special thanks to Coronaville, China, for causing many deaths and disrupting about everything else around the world. Besides the deaths of the coronavirus, which is horrible enough, we are now seeing everything disrupted, mass panic buying, living in a rural area. I'm seeing it here, of every basic cleaning supply, infamously toilet paper also, bottled water, and now we're getting into panic buying of food. Because of the orders to isolate yourself as much as possible and stay inside like a shut-in. I was joking with a friend a couple weeks ago, kind of ironically, after leaving a Walmart, I did have a pack of toilet paper. This was before everyone cleared the shelves of it, and if it is outside of a bag, the person at the entrances check your receipt to see if you actually paid for that. And she said, that's all right, and you can go on. I did. And I said to the friend who was with me, I said, if I was going to steal something, I would steal something more interesting than toilet paper. Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening. I live in a rural community, and now basically our toilet paper shelves are being wiped out very quickly, no pun intended. As soon as they're stocked, they go out very quickly, as well as our bottled water. As many of us were led to believe that the first patient zero developed COVID-19 from exposure to the virus at a Chinese wet market in Wuhan, China. But upon further Googling, this actually may not have been the case. Let me bring up that story. Coronavirus patient zero, why Wuhan market may not be the epicenter of deadly Chinese virus. The novel coronavirus has killed at least 213 people in China, and I'm sure that is a different number by now, and infected nearly 10,000 worldwide since December last year. Although the epidemic was originally traced to a busy seafood market in Wuhan City, China, scientists are now challenging the theory. According to Dr. I will not even attempt to pronounce this name, as I would butcher it very badly, from the Medical Center of Postgraduate Education in Warsaw, Poland. Of course, that wouldn't come from the Chinese government, and I'm wondering how accurate or transparent they are being about this. or have been in the past when it first developed. The first person infected with the new coronavirus strain appears to have caught it elsewhere. He said, what is interesting is that patient X, that is the first, as it is suspected to be infected with the microorganism at the beginning of December 2019, did not have any contact with the fish market where the infection could have occurred. Coronaviruses are a zoonotic family of pathogens, meaning that they can be transmitted between animals and humans. A leading coronavirus theory suggests the pathogen was spread by Chinese beluga fish or snakes, two animals likely sold at the Wuhan market. Scientists have also looked into the possibility of bats spreading the virus, another delicacy consumed in China. Note to China, you've got to stop eating bats. They carry a lot of things that potentially will kill you. I'm so mad about this, but what can you do? Zoonoses are most commonly viral in origin and not bacterial because viruses jump the species barrier more easily. Now, according to a paper published by a team of Chinese scientists, a study of 41 coronavirus patients have failed to find concrete links to Wuhan seafood market. Yeah, get bats off the eating menu. Would you rather enjoy a meal and live or eat a bat and possibly die? This may not have been in the start of it, but this will help curb future things, I think, that could be destructive globally again. And there are other countries that I know, watching Andrew Zimmern, who has consumed a wide variety of unusual food. It's surprising that guy is still alive. Where he was in a country where the kids were eating spiders. What is it going to take to get these people to eat food that is consumable by humans, and that the probability of spreading something like this is a lot lower? The first known person to contract the coronavirus fell ill on December 1st, 2019, and has no known ties to the market. The researchers further found no links between patient zero and later infections. Of the 41 patients, only 27 were found to have had direct exposure to the Wuhan market. The study published in The Lancet reads, the symptom onset of the first patient identified was December 1st. None of his family members developed fever or any respiratory symptoms. Let's see, the first fatal case who had continuous exposure to the market was admitted to the hospital because of a 7-day history of fever, cough, and dyspnea. That's when the U.S. should have started to ramp up stuff on this thing, so we would have been better prepared for it getting into the U.S., but Trump failed to do so. Being more concerned with the state of the economy. And our president now, he has no empathy for his fellow man, as shown by his latest press conference, when one reporter asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself as dealing with this crisis? And he gave himself a 10. This would have been a time to show a little humility and say we effed up at first, but no, he couldn't do that. The only real emotion he showed was in an earlier conference, might have been a day or two earlier, where the Fed had cut interest rate. He was happy about that. But nothing mentioned about the people or families dealing with this and the people who have to deal with dead loved ones. 5 days after illness onset, his wife, a 53-year-old woman, who had no known history of exposure to the market, also presented with pneumonia and was hospitalized in the isolation ward. According to Daniel Lucy, an infectious disease specialist at Georgetown University, the data suggests the first novel coronavirus infection occurred in November or earlier. The viral expert told the journal Science, the incubation time between infection and first symptoms emerging does not match the December 1st date. According to the World Health Organization, the novel coronavirus has an incubation period between 2 and 10 days. Dr. Lucey, L-U-C-E-Y, said the virus came into that marketplace before it came out of that marketplace. Christian Anderson, an evolutionary biologist at the Scripps Research Institute, agreed with the theory, claiming patient zero could have carried the infection to the market rather than catching the virus at the market. He said the scenario of somebody being infected outside the market and then later bringing it to the market is one of the three scenarios we have considered that is still consistent with the data. It is entirely plausible, given our current data and knowledge. The World Health Organization was first alerted to the novel coronavirus on December 31st, and Chinese authorities closed the Wuhan market on January 1st. At least it was on top of closing that wet market. Chinese scientists confirmed the pathogen was a new strain of the coronavirus family. Well, it looks like that was all of that article. But he allows you to track. There's another article tracking this virus. But I think I will try to describe what a wet market is and why they probably should all be shut down. And more edible human food should be provided by the government. It should not be hoarded anywhere in China. If it is so, well, I did see a story, news story last night, that person that was working in Wuhan on this virus thing said they were allowed to get some fast food takeout, and things were returning a little bit, or getting better anyway. So I guess given the choice for me of having a bat or eating McDonald's for a year, which wouldn't be the healthiest either, but I would choose a McDonald's over eating one bat, civet cat, certain fish, and other unedible stuff. Also today, March 18th, I was watching the news, and now the coronavirus is in all 50 states with more than 100 deaths reported. It is of import to note that our POTUS, President Trump, has dramatically changed his tone of a few days ago. I don't know who got to him or what information he was given, but I think now he realizes a little bit more that he needs to deal with this crisis in a major way, because it's going to affect the way we live and our economy. It's sad to note for years to come, most likely. Now let's get back to our infamous wet market in Wuhan, China. I was looking at a story It is believed that animals are suspected to be the primary source of the outbreak, and Chinese wet markets, where meat is traded alongside live animals, are under scrutiny as a result. Images have been released of rats, snakes, wolf pups, and koalas, allegedly for illegal sale at the Huanan Seafood Market in the central city of Wuhan. When it was still trading in December, the market was closed on January 1st, 2020. The illegal sales reportedly happened amid dirt-encrusted floors and walls splattered with blood, with shoppers piling into the busy markets, which are believed to have been a breeding ground for disease. And looking at some of the pictures, it looks like they are a giant petri dish for every sort of disease imaginable. Well, at least this disease, and probably many more, if they were allowed to stay open. Let's see, I hadn't heard about wolf pups and koalas. Man. Images supposedly taken at the market in December show a variety of illegal animal trades, including porcupines and koalas bundled up in tiny cages. Some sellers also offer unusual wares, if that wasn't unusual enough, including a deer penis or the penis of a crocodile for under, it looks like, $5. Well, crocodile and alligator, I have eaten at the state fair. Tasted like pork to me, and I know they are harvested for restaurants, and they are edible. The images taken prior to the closure of the market by Chinese officials show the unsanitary conditions. Oh, these were released by Chinese officials. That's seems unusual there. The live animals were living in the unsanitary conditions. Yeah, it looks unsanitary to say the least. While the food emporium is still traded, the market has been dubbed Ground Zero. Gao Fu, director of China Center for Disease Control and Prevention, blamed the site for the killer illness, saying the origin of the new coronavirus is the wildlife sold illegally in a Wuhan seafood market. Well, at least somebody's coming out and saying that. Good for him. He added that it was clear the virus is adapting and mutating. Early sufferers of the illness are believed to be workers at the wet market prior to its closing at the beginning of January. The World Health Organization reported that the Hunan seafood market was closed for environmental sanitation and disinfection. Let's see, many cities, three cities, Shenzhen, Beijing, Guangzhou, I probably butchered that, at least one name there, have banned sales of live poultry and animals in their downtown area. Well, good for them. But the markets are still common across the country. An estimated 56 million people are now on lockdown in China to stop coronavirus spreading. Well, once they are allowed to take mass transit and be in close proximity with others, who knows where it will mutate again. But experts warn that this virus is uncontrollable and putting pressure on already packed hospitals. Scientists are still unclear on the spread of the virus, which has been noted for its similarity to SARS, which killed nearly 650 people back in 2002, 2003. Now I'm going to back. Let's see. I see two live porcupines, and I can't tell what's next. to it. That might be the wolf pups right down from the porcupines. I want to enlarge these photos, but doesn't look like I'm going to be able to. Man, it would you go to a place that has their meat just hanging there unrefrigerated and being carved up? Oh, man. Yeah, it looks like they're wearing gloves preparing that. Yeah. Well, that looks like a regular dog right there in one of those pictures. Well, these are a little bit larger. Let's see, what are wet markets in China? Understanding the tradition of wet markets. They sell fresh produce, live animals, and provide a cultural connecting point, but they've also been linked to outbreaks. Yeah, that's for sure. Fresh food markets where people can buy fruits and vegetables and sometimes seafood and meat are popular in many places around the world. But wet markets are unique to Asian countries in some of these places. Fish, poultry, snakes, and other animals, like I mentioned earlier, are slaughtered on site. Sometimes they are more exotic wild animals like hedgehogs and rabbits. I think I've had a rabbit before. Tastes like chicken. That can be eaten, but people want their stuff fresh. They're risking some deadly things as far as slaughtering on site without proper sanitary conditions, but they're called wet markets because they always have wet floors. If I saw a wet floor in a supermarket here in town, I would just look at that and immediately walk out. I'm not buying anything from probably blood and everything else on the damn floor. And then you get it on your shoes and track it all over. And, oh, God. It says they always have wet floors from the continually melting blocks of ice. Well, at least they do use to keep seafood fresh. Stall keepers also clean their areas by continually spraying them down with water, according to Singapore National Heritage Society. Authorities say the new coronavirus that has sickened more than 6,000 people has been located, linked to a wet market in Wuhan. Of course, we know that. Media outlets have reported that the market also sold snakes, marmots, monkeys, and other animals. Well, there's another one to add to the list. I would never eat marmots and monkeys. Two of them anyway. I know at least some snakes are edible. As I've learned in Bear Grylls and Survivor Man, I think both of those guys had eaten snake while they're on their adventures. I think Les Stroud is the more credible one, but his show Survivor Man has been off the air for quite a few years, but I watched a lot of those where he goes out and survives for 7 days doing all the camera work and all the fire starting, gathering of food, finding water, making a shelter, all that stuff on his own, where Bear Grylls had other camera people and other people there. Navigating wet markets. Markets are often divided into two areas, wet and dry. In the wet area, fresh produce, meat, and sometimes live animals are sold. The dry area has booths selling spices, noodles, beans, and rice. Since there's some disagreement whether the person carrying patient zero or carrier zero, maybe they slaughtered something at home and brought it back to the wet market. I don't know. The dry area has booths selling spices, noodles, beans, and rice. Yeah. They also have stalls in the dry area that sell clothing, toys, and household goods. Oh, yeah, I want to buy clothing, toys, or household goods around freshly slaughtered meat and live animals. Oh, gee. Wet markets are the main outlet for fresh produce and meat. Well, we do have farmers markets here, which I might reconsider about going to, since some of things, bad things have shown up in romaine lettuce and other things as far as salad products. And a large city might have a few hundred wet markets. Zhenzhong Xi, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Waterloo, tells NPR, despite the growth of modern supermarkets and grocery stores, these traditional markets remain popular with local customers who believe that the fresher the meat, the better it is. Do you want to eat really fresh meat butchered there by unsanitary conditions and die, or would you rather eat something that's a few days old and live in a proper, uncontaminated conditions? A fall 2019 study in the journal Agriculture and Human Values found that wet markets create a sense of freshness that resonates with this culinary culture through their atmosphere and trust between food vendors and consumers. Home refrigeration has only become widespread in recent years in China. They have the nuclear weapons. Home refrigeration. Oh, geez. The Guardian's report. Well, there's a lot of countries that probably that home refrigeration should be introduced to. Although people in urban areas have refrigerators, many in rural and low-income areas do not. Well, I guess that's understandable. So for practical reasons, it's easier to buy fresh meat that can be prepared immediately. Plus, some of those who were raised to cook and eat this way say the taste is superior. I'm sure it is if you don't die from it. Freshly killed hens. I know that there were some people next door to my mother's house that used to butcher chickens out back of their house in the backyard. She used to have a fit about that. Let's see. Freshly killed hens are much better than frozen meat in supermarkets. If you want to make the perfect chicken soup, a 60-year-old woman named Ron told Bloomberg while shopping at a Chinese wet market, the flavor is richer. Along with all the tradition wet markets come the controversy. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, which is also part of the coronavirus family, killed 774 people in 29 countries between 2002 and 2003. It likely originated in wet markets in the Guangdong province of southern China. It was believed to have jumped to humans from civet cats. Yeah, I read that earlier. I would not eat that. And other animals that were being sold for consumption. Those animals are likely to have picked up the virus from bats, according to studies like this one in the journal Emerging Infectious Diseases. Under the SARS outbreak, wet markets were more closely monitored, with China tightly regulating the sale of wild animals for about 6 months, according to the Associated Press. Those who know where to look can often find vendors covertly selling all sorts of live animals. The news reports, including pangolins, I have no idea what that is, badgers, salamanders, scorpions. I know scorpions have been eaten by Les Stroud of Survivor Man. You cut off the stinger and he roasted them. Hedgehogs. I know in South America, guinea pig is a big food source for some. and others were some I repeated earlier. The sale of these animals is speeding up the extinction of many species, the AP reports. Even though vendors might have licenses to sell some species, many of the animals are being poached illegally. So, what have we learned so far? Well, I would like to say to China is that the people who consider wet markets their main shopping area for food, that they might reconsider. And if they have a choice to go to Walmart, they might make that. The life they may be saving is their own, plus countless thousands elsewhere. And also that China covered this up early on, and that the Trump administration was slow to respond to this emerging health crisis. And we are playing catch up on it so far. I would like to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. This is an ongoing issue that I will be covering in the future. You can check out my infotainment webpage. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster and everything else. I wish you a happy day and a happy ending tonight. And practice your social distancing and washing your hands. That's what we're being told. So until next time, goodbye, folks.